figured it would be a close game, and I want to give Jacksonville credit. Coach Del Rio does a great job, certainly, and you know, the way they play really forces you to play mistake-free football, and we certainly didn't do that well enough today. You know, they made some critical plays when they needed to, and we didn't make enough of them. So, again, give them credit. They deserve to win. They made a few more plays than we did, and we're going to have to, you know, go back and improve and get ready for Seattle.
What was the situation on that last interception down there?
With the last one, the two-minute drive? You're a minute to go, trying to push the ball up the field, certainly, in that situation to try to give ourselves an opportunity, and I think we had some pressure off the right side, and Kyle tried to, you know, stick it in there, and I think Smith made a nice play on it.
Hey, Josh, obviously a lot of film to go over, but initial assessment, where did they hurt you?
I thought we didn't run the ball particularly well on first and 10. I don't know what we ended up with, but felt like we had, you know, few too many second and longs in the running game. And certainly we didn't do enough to finish drives. I think we moved the ball today. We just didn't end those drives with touchdowns and points. And they got some pressure on Kyle in different situations. They pressured us, blitzed us a little bit with the weak safety, which they had some success with, and we hurt them, I think, a few times with it too. So again, I thought it was a fairly even game, you know, in terms of moving the ball. Both teams had opportunities, and we just didn't make enough of them.
Kyle seemed to get a lot of pressure on third down.
Yeah.
It seemed like almost an automatic blitz down.
Yeah, they pressured us on third down, I think, a good chunk. I think we certainly didn't convert on enough of them, I think, third down in general. But they got to him a little bit, knocked him down a few times, got to him in terms of sacking him also a few times there on third down, which hurt drives. Give them credit again. They had a good game plan, and they tried to execute their game plan.
Where do you think the improvement in that situation needs to come? Obviously, you talked about first down, keeping out of the situation.
Yeah, third and long. Yeah, there's certain things you got to do when they pressure you. You know, I mean, you got to get the ball out quicker, or you got to block them. I mean, there's really no shortcut to that. Love to be in more third and shorts, so that, you know, really pressure and doesn't matter and affect you that much, because usually you're trying to throw the ball quicker. But you know, if we get stuck in too many of those situations, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble.
You went bang bang on two plays to open the game, and then you put Tebow in to kind of stop the drive. You remember that?
No, it's just, part of the game plan. And again, if it gives you an advantage, great. If it doesn't, then you don't use it too much, and we didn't rest the game.
How about the kick coverage, Josh? That was punt and kickoff, I think, led to their first 17 points.
I think we gave them, great field position with our coverage units today. Usually that's a strength of ours. We certainly didn't do a very good job of covering them today. They had some guys make us miss, and they had a few returns that were really blocked very well in those situations. They got a couple of us on the ground, I think, on the one, particularly on the punt return up the sideline. But, that's complementary football. We talk about that a lot. You know, the coverage teams have to do a good job of pinning them back there when we have an opportunity. And then, the defense gets off the field and the offense has field position. And certainly we didn't do a good enough job of that today.
Down seven. Fourth down call, your thought process?
Yeah, under 5 minutes to go, you take a look at, how many opportunities are you going to have. I thought with fourth and three, you got a fairly decent shot at converting that. I thought Brandon made a great play. It just was, I didn't get an opportunity to see where his feet were, but it's a close call, and just made a decision that, that might be the best opportunity for us to go ahead and convert that and then go ahead and take it in and tie the game. So, those are always decisions that you make, under pressure, where, you try to make the best one for your team. I thought that's what it was.
Was that the primary?
It was one of them. They pressured us off that side. We have a couple routes that he could run based on the technique that the corner plays. And Mathis was up there pressed and inside, I think, so he ran the fade. And I thought Kyle threw him a decent ball. And, again, it was a close play. It just didn't turn out in our favor because we didn't get his feet down.
Pre-game, did you have in mind how big or how small your package for Tebow would be?
No, it's just something that you put in there. And again, if they play it well, they play it well. If they don't, there's a lot of things we do that with, And we got an empty a few times and it worked, so we did more of that. With Tim's package, if it was something that gave him trouble, we would stay in it maybe a little bit more, but we had no predetermined number of plays for that.
It looked like you had to take a timeout on offense late because it looked like you didn't get lined up or get somebody where you wanted.
We had issues with the headset. I mean, and that, again, there's no excuse for that. It was kind of coming and going after the break. With the storm, defensively, I think we lost our headset defensively pretty much the entire, fourth quarter. And that one situation there, he couldn't hear me. He tried to come over, and by the time he got to the line of scrimmage, we used the timeout there.
And then you had the two penalties and all the last.
Yeah, with the face mask, yeah. You certainly can't give a good football team 30 yards in penalties. We kicked the field goal. I think we actually covered well, and pinned them back there inside their own 20, I think, and then gave them two quick, 15-yard penalties in the first four plays, and then gave them an opportunity to score the touchdown there to win it. So again, hurt ourselves too many times today with penalties, and that was a big drive.
Josh, safe to say from what you said, the greatest effect that the delay had, was it in the communications with the helmet or any other effect?
I don't think there was any effect in the delay. They had the same situation we did, and we just came back out and played.
I would anticipate building more for Tim as the season goes on.
No, I mean, again, we got a good quarterback, and if Tim is able to help us in certain ways, then great. If not, we feel comfortable playing with Kyle Orton under center, and that's really what the game plan is going to be every week.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you, guys.